Welcome back to Forbidden Knowledge News. Today is Saturday, June 29th, 2019. On the 27th, there was a new high-level eruption at the Monam volcano in Papua New Guinea, ejecting ash up to 12 kilometers above sea level. The eruption occurred after a period of increased seismic activity. The aviation color code has been raised to red. Scientists have recently raised the volcanic alert level at the Waikare volcano on White Island in New Zealand to level 2, following seismic unrest that occurred on June 26th, as well as the highest level of volcanic gases on record. The volcano is emitting 1,886 tons of sulfur dioxide per day, which is nearly three times the previous levels measured in May of 2019. Officials will continue to closely monitor the island for further signs of activity. On the 25th, an explosive mud pool suddenly opened in Rotorua, New Zealand. A geothermal inspector found steam venting pressure from a hole in the bank with mud exploding out of it. The area is surrounded by houses, and some local residents were forced to evacuate. Officials believe the area could remain permanently active and will continue to monitor the activity. The steamboat geyser in Yellowstone continues to be unusually active. The geyser erupted on June 12th and then again 3 days later on the 15th, which set a record for the shortest time ever recorded between eruptions. In 2018, the geyser erupted 32 times, breaking the previous record of 29 in 1964. On the 28th, there was a magnitude 6.2 earthquake near the Mariana Islands, at a depth of 442 kilometers. On the 27th, there was another magnitude 6.2 off the coast of New Zealand, at a depth of 33 kilometers. The heat wave in Europe is setting new records in Germany, Czech Republic, Poland, Switzerland, Austria, and France. Heat waves such as this one are becoming more frequent and increasingly severe. The frequency of these heat waves is expected to double by 2050. The longevity of these previous records, in some places up to 72 years, shows just how unusual and intense the current heat wave is. Infrastructure such as roads, bridges, and rail tracks may not be prepared for the increasing temperatures, much less human beings. Thank you all for watching. Don't forget to subscribe and like our Facebook page. I'm now streaming all my interviews on Spreaker. Click the link I left in the description.